Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have a dilemma. This is a big dilemma. So in this dilemma, I need you all to play a specific role. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you are confidence.
Confidence, yeah.
You are wisdom.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Wisdom and creativity. Okay. All right. You are fashion and beauty. This is
fine.
Your expert.
Feels very niche, but okay.
You said that's what your influence and background was.
Is he a wizard? Like, why is he
yes.
a
wife? I actually am a wizard.
Don't ask you to show who is wizardry, please, for all of us in this room. Yeah. And then I had yours, but now, sorry, she's ruined it now. But she sorry. Interrupted.
You're ruining it.
Ruined it. Who said that? That's good. I can't remember who said it. Ruined it. Okay, cool. And so you all come with your own expertise from your own perspective.
I don't get one.
I can't remember it now because it got ruined. Sorry. But you are an expert, yeah? And so in the expertise, yeah, you have to bring your advice from the perspective of your expertise. Okay? Right. So, dear Dope Black Dads, I am a 40-year-old man currently with a situation that's been weighing heavily on my mind. I'm an avid listener to the podcast and hope you can give me some guidance on where to start. I was raised by a very loving and nurturing black mother who instilled in me the importance of self-care and presenting myself well. For many years, I took pride in maintaining my appearance, was known amongst my friends for it. However, life has taken its toll on me recently and I found myself struggling mentally. Over the past 6 months, I've let go of the person I used to be. The struggle with my mental health has led me to neglect the self-care routines and I feel like I've lost touch with my well-groomed man. My partner fell in love with. The impact on my relationship has been huge and intimacy has come to the complete stop. She used to look at me with such loving eyes and I haven't seen her look at me in that way for over a year now. I've taken the step to seeking therapy and the fog is gradually lifting. I find myself missing the confident and well-presented man I once was. However, I'm at a loss as to where to begin this journey of self-discovery. How do I navigate the process and reignite the spark in my relationship?
That's really sad.
How do you reignite sparks?
Go to the barbers.
Barbers?
I'm fashion and beauty, excuse me.
Yeah, sorry, I'm confident. but that is confidence. That's it. That's weird. But that gives you confidence.
No, you know what I mean? One's like, safer as Charlotte,
yeah,
isn't it?
Because
we're going to have to come back.
I just take my idea and
then
where am I
going
to be?
But that's confidence. I just go to the barbers and then... You because he did mention about he was well groomed and things like that, and then he said he's let himself go. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, it's a bit like when I came in here, I was like, oh, my hairline's, mm-hmm. you know, my hair's, you know, because I'm always trying to make sure I'm, you know, and that gives me confidence. Mm. So for me, being confident, barbers, and then that's the first step, you know, and like they say, the barber seat's like a therapy seat and things like that. So that's the first step, yeah.
Charlotte, for a man in his 40s, what would you say to someone like that in terms of like finding their groove? Because I think at 40, you kind of get into a pattern of either consistency or this is where the client can creep in if you don't look after yourself. What would your advice be to them to maintain themselves?
I've got a friend who has come to me recently for advice because they're just going through a breakup and they want to reinvent themselves because it's going to make them feel better. And I totally get it. like when you go for a breakup, you normally get your hair cut or you change the style or whatever. But I was just saying to him, like, you just need to not be too hard on yourself. I think something we do is like, I look disgusting, like no one likes me, and I'm going to take the confidence. And he probably looks fine, but the confidence is lacking. So it's because he's not confident in how he looks. He feels like he doesn't look good. So I personally would say start from within. So before you get the outside, think about like your health, think about wellness, going to the gym or working out, going for a run, just getting yourself into a place where you feel super strong and healthy. And that will change everything, because it will change your mood. It will change your confidence. It will change how you present yourself. It will change your posture. It will change how you walk. And just getting yourself into healthy habits, and just, because I'm not sure, you know, what, when he says, I don't know how he looks, when he's saying he feels a bit kind of disheveled, but that will help. If you want to lose weight, that will help. If you want to build muscle, that will help. So I think starting there would be really good. And then thinking about how you want to present yourself. This is something I talk about quite a lot with my friends, because I personally get, I feel, so I look, as you said earlier, I look really young. So I try to not present myself as someone who looks young through my clothes, not all the time, but you know, when I'm in a work environment, I dress a certain way so that I get perceived in a certain way, because people think I'm at least 10 years younger than I am, which is will be a blessing. At the moment, it's kind of annoying. But I have created like a very clear like vision of the image that I want to portray. And maybe that could be something that he does. So just making, you can do it on PowerPoint, on Canva,
like a mood
on
board.
Google Slides. Yeah, and just get pictures of people that you like how they dress. You like what they represent. It could be really basic. I'm not saying you need to, like Idris Elba, we mentioned him earlier, is such a beautiful dresser. Like every time I see him in public, I actually saw him on New Year's Eve last year and I was like, oh my God, you are so handsome. But him and his wife, they just present so well because they have very good taste. But he has a very specific style, and it, for a lot of men, might be a bit too much because you look at him and he might not want to be looked at. So it might be a case of you find basics that look really good on you, like the t-shirt that fits. With men, it's quite difficult to shop for you guys. I feel like there's not as much option as there is for women. And a lot of the stuff that is out there is not great quality. Like you really have to find the shops that work for you. So finding that t-shirt shape that works for your body shape, finding that fit of jeans that works, creating that uniform or that mood of how the aesthetic that you want to present in will really help. And I'm process orientated, so like I'll tick the gym and health side off, I'll tick the aesthetic side off, and then from there you just go on. So it might be that you need a self-care routine, but it all goes like really intertwined. I think a lot of people are like, oh, it doesn't matter what you look like, but actually it does.
Do you advocate like male beauty, because that's quite a new thing? And I feel like if you, when I went to South Korea, it's the first time I went to South Korea in maybe 8 years ago. It's the first time that I saw, not just like I cream my face and wash it, like there was products, there was an array of products, and the men looked so beautiful, you couldn't tell sometimes the difference, almost like androgyny almost. And it was so normalized there. And I think with BTS being transported, like it's increased the amount of visibility. Men looking after themselves, like how important is that? Is that something that you notice when you see men?
100%.
So my older brother, my granddad used to take the mick out of him all the time, and he'd be like, oh, you're a metrosexual. And I don't know why this always came up. He used to mention it all the time. I'd be like, what does that even mean? But my older brother really takes care of his appearance. He goes to the gym, he's like, he's wedged, like he looks strong. He's got two kids, he looks like he could carry both of them under his arm, and they're both quite tall. He grooms, he gets his hair done, he moisturizes, he's always had a routine. And my younger brother's slightly different. He looks nice, but he doesn't take as much care. But I've always really admired that, and I've always said, like, I want that to be like the person I marry, to take such care of how they present themselves. I've always been like, that's such a big thing. My husband wasn't really like that when I met him. He is now. So he has a great routine, he has products that he uses, and you know, he gets a lot of it from the stuff that I get sent as an influencer, yeah. which is really yeah. good for stuff. Him. Makes his life a lot cheaper. But I do think it's important, but you don't have to do the whole shebang. Sometimes yeah. you don't need that. It depends on what your skin needs. Sometimes you just need some moisturizer.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Some people need very eye cream. True. Some people need whatever. Do all of that. But yeah, I hate that men use that as an excuse to put other men down. Like, yeah. oh, yeah. look what you're doing. Because sometimes yeah. people say things to me that I'm like, that's really out of order because you look like trash. So yeah. what is it that you think that you're doing?
Yeah.
And then you're taking the mick out of this guy, but he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he's looking that's after true. Himself.
So
what about you, Dawood? Where's the creative perspective?
I think there's a reason why the gentleman let the groom inside of himself go. And it was one of the first things I think that maybe possibly he was struggling to maintain that anyway. So as soon as he started feeling sad, it was one of the things he could easily let go. So maybe he was putting himself under an unfair pressure to maintain that. Now that the fog's lifting a little bit, the first thing you said was the gym. Sometimes if women like a groomed guy and whatnot, because I got to say this, when I've got my beard during the winter, women stare at me. If I'm on a public transport, they stare in my face and I'm like...
In a good way or a bad way?
It's scary.
No, but like, good stare at you to be like, don't come at me or stare at you, I want you. Oh, interesting.
I feel like food.
Women like a beard. My husband has a beard.
Yeah.
Women love
but
a beard.
But when I'm clean shaven, I get different types of women looking at me and with not the same intensity. So I started to like research into it a little bit. But basically, when you've got a beard, it's a sign of virility.
Mm.
And
oh,
whatnot, so it's tapping into that side of things.
Well, Virama, so, you are.
There you go.
Second time it's come up.
A little bit. And I think that he has to get into the gym because that shows a bestial side of you and whatnot. Your wife will appreciate a new, improved body. She will. She just will. So that grooming thing just gets knocked out, and it's a twofold because you go into the gym will make him feel better about himself and whatnot, will make his wife start watching him and looking at him in a way that she probably weren't when he was grooming himself. Also, I think it might be a time for a reinvention of himself. And that this beard thing, like, I looked unkept. I know I do, like, and I don't care, but if you smell my hair, it's great products. If you smell my beard, if you touch it, it's soft. I know, because I like touching it. If you watch this podcast, you will see that I'm always playing with my beard. It's a source of comfort. I don't like when it's hard.
What do you use in your beard, tell us?
My nephew gave me my nephew
okay, God, sorry.
Gave me oh no wow yeah. He gave me this thing, so I change often because I'm just like, cool, I'll just use whatever's to hand. But he gave me this Plant Made.
Oh yeah, Plant Made.
Plant Made, yeah. So it's got this thing and that. And then I've made oil with castor oil, shea butter, mix that my sister makes. And I use that and I put that on it.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
All right. Ramantha, from the perspective of relationship, love and sex, based on your documentary,
oh, gosh.
Sex and Pleasure. Tell us, what
thank
would
you
do?
Thank you for promoting my documentary on always this podcast, trying to promote I appreciate it.
It's brilliant, by the way. Seriously, people, go and watch it.
It's on Showmax.
Can we actually put a link?
No, we will.
I'll put it in the description of this video. I think many great points were made here around conflict.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Confidence around, you know, just visiting the barber. I think men's hair is, like, I happen to have my hair out right now. And for the last, I would say, 10 years, it's been a journey of loving my hair, loving the texture. And as you say, it might look unkempt. It actually is just how your hair grows out of your head. Yeah. And I think confidence really starts with accepting fully what you look like and what you're able to do. You'll never look like a Idris Elba naked. But you could go, like you said, and build strength and just build some sort of mobility in your body so you feel good about yourself. Sometimes it doesn't have to be gym. It could be stretches in the house and all of those things. In terms of love and partnerships, I feel like feminine partners bring such a value add when it comes to beauty and for men. Because you find that, not always, but you find that that product that she uses in her hair, if you find it in the shower, you'll probably be like, what's this? It smells nice. And then you end up using it. 100%. I've seen so many videos of women saying, stop using my eye cream. Stop using my this, right? Because it's expensive. But there's a reason why we do those things. And you cannot walk around with chapped lips and expect me to look like a goddess that just came from a flower bed. You know what I mean? Just take care of yourself. It'll give you confidence. If you smell good, if you look good, if you feel good, your partner will start finding you attractive again. Mm-hmm. So it starts with confidence. I do think that men's hair care is just down the drain because it's not something that is widely covered. Men don't know that to keep your beard, you need to sleep on a silk or satin pillowcase because the friction of the pillow, it erodes your beard. So if you want a healthy, well, full, thick beard, make sure you sleep, even for your skin as well.
That's why I look so young.
Sleep.
If I told you, sleep my age, on satin.
Yeah.
18.
I've got a son that's 12 years younger than you.
Oh, wow. How old are you? That doesn't mean, like, you could have had him when you were 12.
Anyway, what I wanted to Nigerians. Say about that.
Racism.
Just to wrap it up, in the sense of men's beauty, I feel that looking down on other men who take care of themselves is such a disservice to you because,
I agree.
You know, women find that stuff, and I wanted to say shit, but we find that shit sexy, man. A man that smells good. Have you seen how women look back? If you smell good, and that's just the basics. That's not even clipping your fingernails and getting that groomed and all of those things.
This expensive perfume you had and whatnot, and I was like, when you told me the price, I was like, yeah, man.
I told you the price, I didn't tell you the name. That's the trick.
No, I would have found that because I will go to, as soon as he told me the price, I knew I was out. And whatnot.
So don't look down on grooming. Grooming is essential. Charlotte said, you don't need an plethora of products necessarily. Get good quality ones. Make sure that you're moisturized. Make sure those lips have some balm on them. You can even do a lip scrub. And I think women need to encourage this in their men. I feel like men who are in love just allow their women to do this anyway. Because I've seen so many videos of women giving their partners facials.
Come on.
Look after
them. Right? I do that stuff. A little manicure. Do a little.
I think men should get manicures. I've said this many times over the last couple of months.
Manicures were for men anyway, back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, manicures started...
I actually paint my nails.
Yeah, no, manicures started as... It was started from, I think, the guys who used to work in the coal mines. So the women would actually service their hands when they came home. And that's how manicures actually started.
Yeah, because I would not let a man touch me with those hands. Yeah,
grubby hands.
So that's, that's why it's called manicure. Yeah.
That's going to be an edit.
I keep giving them.
And pedicures. Yeah. Get your feet done. We're going to have
You just did a tiger roar and you're wearing orange. It's Pakistan, isn't it?
That is Pakistan. I'm going to put some stripes on there.
Can I ask one question for women? How do women feel about men who shave their armpits?
I don't have any feelings around it.
Okay, cool.
I don't have any feelings.
I've been doing it since I've been 15, and like, people think it's weird.
Is there any reason you did it?
No, my mum said I can't.
Cold smell, doesn't it?
Yeah. So my mum was on me. Like,
see, and in Islam, you're supposed to finger. So that's how I learned how to start doing it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because some people find it. Oh no, I don't shave my armpit because it's not manly and stuff. But I shave my armpit.
Oh my gosh! I let me tell you, masculine, and that's why I say masculinity is so fragile. You know, because
remember the podcast, wrong.
Everything is like, oh, is this gonna take away from my manlihood? Well, no, just do it because you'll feel good, and as long as you feel good, I find you attractive, and that's it. You know what I mean?
So you know, like putting my lip balm on in public.
So
I used to feel so like funny about it, and then until I realized that, you know what, I like my lips, and it's one of the features women always tell me.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not doing this for you. Judge me however you want. I'm doing it for the women.
Do you do that thing where you break off a piece of banana and then like do this?
Nah. See, basically, my son actually told me off for eating banana straight. Because I eat banana straight.
Yeah, say I eat banana straight.
You're meant to.
What about ice cream cones?
Wait, what's happening? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you're
not. Oh, no, banana.
Basically, there's this thing about questioning men's masculinity. Like, when you're trying so hard to be a masculine man that you're just doing practical things. Yeah. And one of them was you refuse to eat a banana directly from the actual fruit. Yeah. So you have to break it off. Shake it like this and then dash it in your mouth. Like it's peanuts.
Get a grip, guys.
This is what I'm saying. So it's like,
Even ice cream cones, right? You get men who's like, no, not on a cone. Give me a cup.
To be fair, I don't like cones. They don't like...
That's wild.
I think an attractive
man... I have another one. And there are men I have seen... Okay, let me not confirm it for myself because I don't know them personally, but I've seen numerous comments of men saying, why do I have to open up my ass cheeks to wash?
Wow.
They even see that as being.
Isn't it not washing between their batty creams?
They don't. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, my daily routine is I go toilet and then I go in the shower. If I have a thing in the evening, I'm showering straight
same,
after.
Same. Mm. And I have, and this may, I don't know, I don't care. I have about 3 or 4 different scrubbers for different parts of my body.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
And like people are like, and I always tell my friend, like, I have about 3 or 4 for all the different parts.
That's true.
They're like,
for the front, back, face, and what body?
I never understood it, but all the women that I grew up with had 2 face cloths. Mm-hmm. So one for like actual washing your body, and the other one just for your face. Mm.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So ain't that where like rash cloth
and
bumba cloth comes from?
No, those are sanitary towels.
Bumba cloths.
Oh, I did. Okay. Wow.
Bumba clot.
You just have to say it. You couldn't help it. Anyway, do we have more time for thingy or are we done?
Quick fire, 5 minutes.
I have a couple of questions. You only have to say one word. If you go over, I'm just going to keep talking over you because we literally don't have the time. So let's start this side. What age would you allow your children to start dating?
18.
Oh, okay.
Right, whenever.
I knew how I was.
Whenever, 8. Yeah. I got a date, mom.
Yeah, like it depends what dating means, but yeah.
That's I think that's what I should have.
Okay.
Don't have sex, but you know, hold hands.
Okay, cool. I know my partner's upset when.
This is true. The tone of voice.
Mm. Okay.
Tone of voice.
He calls me Charlotte. If my name comes out, I'm like.
What does he normally call you?
Babe, darling, my sweetheart. He's like the most loving person.
Charlotte means
he
can't find something.
And then, no, that would be, babe.
And I'm like, all the nuances.
It's in the cupboard.
All right, this side. Is it okay to lie to your children?
Within context,
yeah?
Darwood, something I wish I could go back and tell my younger self.
Love art, it's your life.
Romantha, one other one. My first kiss was
sloppy.
Yikes. Darwood, my first kiss was
really hot. And it was so good that we took off our tops, because whenever you would watch TV and people would have relations, you'd take off your top because they'd come out of the bed and they had no tops on.
Yeah.
So me and her took off our tops. We had no idea what we was doing. I was like six.
Charlotte,
my first kiss was.
Mine's really, really embarrassing. Mine is forced. I forced very well known now celebrity who I went to primary school with to kiss me at a school disco, because all the girls were like, go and kiss him. And I was like, I don't want to. And then I just went like, and we like hit teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And I will never forget that. And
he's a well-known celebrity.
You're going to have to say the name.
I'm not going to say his name because I'm not going to be crazy.
He's in a boy band, isn't he?
No.
He's in a boy band.
Trying to narrow it down.
He's an actor.
It doesn't matter.
Footballer.
It doesn't matter.
Franklin, I know my partner's in the mood when?
Jumps on me.
Whoa.
Does that happen?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, God. Too much information.
Yeah, no, it is like, yeah. I wish you were jumping on me now.
I'm not gonna lie, as a man, if I was in a committed relationship
with Franklin, you would jump on him.
it happened.
Charlotte, a parenting hill I'm willing to die on.
Parenting hill I'm willing to die on.
It's always better before you have children as well, because that's when you get your strong ideas.
that never work.
I don't know. I'm not in that mindset.
Bro, same question.
Respect over everything.
Okay. I know I'm in... Oops, no. I... one valuable lesson our parent taught you that you'll pass on to your children.
Work hard. Work hard, no matter what. No matter when things are good, no matter when things are bad, just work hard.
Yeah. Can I add one to that? Into bafik burarako yekumad shiri dibi no. Which means, if you cream your body with petrol, don't play near fire.
Wow.
My mom always used to say that to me. And I loved it.
That's big. Yeah. Look, thank you all.
Can
was
you
good
ask one of those questions?
Yeah. No.
Apparently, hill you're willing to die on.
Yeah,
that I will never beat my children ever in a million years for anything.
Cool. First kiss.
My first kiss was 13 in the park, Black Park, in Dubova. It lasted about 3 hours, and it was very nice but pointless. Very good. Just the most weird 3 hour session of kissing to the point that
practice.
Yeah.
When it don't go nowhere, as a man, you're like,
it's not even. I didn't know where to take it, so it wasn't even like I knew where to go. I had no idea.
See, Franklin, like, you know what I mean. When it's not going anywhere, you just
I was happy with it happening, because that was the most I'd ever experienced at that point. So I was over the moon. But after 3 hours and your jaw's tired, and you can't even taste your mouth versus hers anymore, you're like, I'm done. Go home. Should I go home? Can I go home? Yeah. Like, wow. That was good fun. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Great episode.
Appreciate it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.